Shalom, אנחנו נקרא קטעים.
Hello, we're going to read excerpts on the topic prayer. You can send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson.
כולם מבינים שכולם מרגישים, כולם יודעים שאנחנו...
Everyone understands, everyone feels, everyone knows that we are going through many states of despair, hopelessness, helplessness, lack of importance of the goal, losing the path, confused, in doubt. Dissatisfied from ourselves, with others, in general. This state is, like all other states, one that the Creator awakens, and we have to learn how, from those states, when they come, we don't get integrated only in this state. We have to feel it, obviously. That's the language with which the Creator is speaking to us. But when we speak to it, when we respond to it correctly in order to advance towards the goal, and not only as little kids who are only integrated or included of this state and do not use it in a rational, mature way. This is where the prayer comes in, this turning to the Creator. And we have to know how to arrange ourselves, position ourselves, so that the state that we receive, and especially states of despair, are very powerful, and they repeat each time, again and again, for us to use them correctly.
אנחנו צריכים גם כן להבין לפי ה...
We also need to understand according to those states, as much as they come and as much as powerful as they may be, as impressive, that we have some important work to do here. So let's continue. Let's actually begin from this famous excerpt 28.
Excerpt number 8, Baal HaSulam, letter 57. There is no happier state in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he is fit for wholehearted prayer for his help, because he knows for certain that his own work will not help him. As long as he feels some strength of his own, his prayer will not be whole, because the evil inclination rushes first and tells him, first you must do what you can, and then you will be worthy of the Creator. It was said about this, the Lord is high and the Lord will see. For once a person has labored in all kinds of work and has become disillusioned, he comes into a real lowliness, knowing that he is the lowest of all the people, as there is nothing good in the structure of his body. At that time, his prayer is complete, and he is granted by his generous hand.
What should our prayer be? Let's say we're in the 10. It's clear to us that this is the state, more or less. We are powerless, helpless, hopeless, futureless. In general, what's going on with us? All around, everything is bleak and dark. How do we connect in a prayer to the Creator. Of course, the prayer is only the prayer of many, of the public. So what kind of prayer can we have? Go ahead. Each one is despaired of in some personal way. From his perspective, how do we combine our despairs into a beneficial plea so we would be rewarded with a response from the Creator? Go ahead.
It's a special state. It's a state of despair, where we do not see how we can connect for the sake of the goal. Our whole nature is opposite, and we feel it very strongly, and we don't see that we have a chance. And this is after we have tried and labored, and for many years. And then there's this situation where we really need help. We need help of the Creator, and we're asking Him to connect us, to show us how, because we can't.
I would have liked to come to despair from seeing in every action that your intention is to receive. I see that I'm not really getting to that, to feel that the intentions are like that. Mostly the despair is from misunderstanding regarding what to do and the method. Maybe that's also a good despair.
There's a feeling that you've tried everything possible. You pray for the friends, you annul yourself, and you should just add when by saying, okay, do whatever you want to do with us, just connect us. We don't know what to do anymore. What else we can do? Just do whatever needs to be done in order to connect us.
I think that each one of us as individual can actually come to despair because this is nature. There may be some personal egoistic sorrow, the regular kind, but I think the correct despair is in the tent together when we know that the ego will continue to just talk and talk and talk and do this and this and that, and it's clear to us that this is impossible and that the only option is to act as a 10, to want the change as a 10. And individuals cannot do it.
And what are we despaired of, from asking for ourselves till now? Or we have to start working, everyone, only for the friends, and exert in that, and to see that we can't, and ask the Creator to give us the desire to work for the friends, as we have said yesterday, that there are few stages before we reach the right prayer. So we just have to make sure that we despair from the thing where prayer can come from.
The despair and the depression is from the ego, the privateness, the individuality. So in order to not remain in that, how to come out of the into the global world from the 10. That's why we have to play these games and labor differently in order to rise above this radish.
Despair from, even now, everyone is locked to his position, although we have a common goal, and you can start asking now.
Yeah. You have to look for the common despair. Let's start scrutinizing. For example, I'm despaired from workshops. Who else?
Uh,
have a feeling also from yesterday that everything I do comes from my own individual desire, what I think, what I feel. And to really ask for all of us to be in this tendency to ask for the friend's deficiency to connect. This is what we have to do. There should be nothing from me here.
The thing that the Creator can help is something everyone can say, but for the friends, egoistically, everyone feels that there's yet another option, another thing to do. I think as a 10, in such an environment, we can influence each and every one, that the only possible option is to turn to the Creator, because by myself, on my own, I will not turn to Him. That might be the change, to convince one another, to give confidence to one another, to turn to the Creator.
Also turning to the Creator every possible way, along with continuing to connect with the Ten. So ultimately that is what's supposed to bring us into a state of a true prayer that the Creator will answer.
Except
number 27 from Baal HaSulam, what is a cup of blessing must be full in the work. However, when a person is already standing near the place from which he will receive the help from above, and near means that the kli, meaning the desire to bestow, is far away from him, then he sees that only the Creator can save him. As Baal HaSulam said, this is the most important point in man's work, for then he has close contact with the Creator, because he sees 100% that nothing can help him but the Creator himself. Again, Rabash, what is a cup of blessing must be full in the work. However, when a person is already standing near the place from which he received help from above, and near means that the kli, meaning the desire to bestow, is far away from him, then he sees that only the Creator can save him. As Baal HaSulam said, this is the most important point in man's work, for then he has close contact with the Creator, because he sees 100% that nothing can help him but the Creator himself.
How can we combine our despairs and our feeling that we are close to the Creator more than usual, specifically in these states, in the state of despair? How can we connect combine these two states, despair and proximity to the Creator, between all the friends, in order to turn to the Creator from these two points, two common points between us? Go ahead.
How can we connect two states, despair and nearness to the Creator, together? Despair and nearness to the Creator goes hand in hand, because we have a necessity. If a person is not despaired, then he has strength, the friends have strength, there's hope, and the Creator is not needed as much. And here, we are required to really integrate between us. Everyone brings his own black, empty space, this place of despair, all his exertions. And if there's a strong integration, then probably there is a very strong need for the Creator.
Yeah, these two points are close to one another because you can't despair except when you come closer to that Creator. If you interpret correctly what is the Creator, who is it, then that's exactly the force of connection. So we can't reveal it, and we get despaired.
We reach a state as if there's nothing else. You still try to bring out this prayer from yourself, this request, and everything that is left for you to do is ask Him to help us. Yeah, help us. Help us. Because there's a feeling that we have tried everything we could, especially in those days where we feel exhausted and we feel it throughout the entire day. And we want something else already.
Despair is closeness to the Creator in practice, because the ego doesn't know what else to do. Just like Sharon said about the integration between us, only makes this thing, stabilizes this thing, this despair. Finally, we can control our ego as a 10, these tiny egos. And that means that gradually, with the help of the Creator, and soon we'll begin to turn to Him, to that quality of bestowal, when we want it to change us. Rav, why specifically when we are despaired, we are close to the Creator? And what else do we need to add to the despair in order to be close in practice?
Despair is revealing the oppositeness, the lowliness of each and every one of us. When we try to be close to the Creator on our own, and the moment we restrict that despair, and opens up for us to come near Him, because we connect above our despairs and we want to be in the right connection with Him in bestowing to the Creator by connecting. This is our opportunity, this is the door to be close to the Creator.
Maybe because we need Him when we are despaired. What do we need to add here? Prayer.
Despair from reaching bestowal between us, then of course we need that force to come from the outside to change our nature. We feel very well that we cannot do it by ourselves. We need to feel it between us. We are lacking another effort for connection.
Yeah, we're missing a prayer, because if the despair is real, then as a result of that, the person turns to some force to help him.
All of a sudden, what I feel is that every despair and everything that I see is in this earthly dimension, in this self-egoistic fulfillment, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, and everything revolves around this all the time. This is the intention. It keeps pulling you down, down into yourself. And there is a state of anger, that everything goes in that direction. And at some point, from what we hear and learn, it should be something else by now. So we should pray that it will be as He wants it to be, and that He won't leave us immersed in our own selfish love.
Maybe the despair is lo lishma. Meaning we seemingly do what we can do, or despair, and then maybe in order to succeed, we might turn to the Creator. Meaning it makes the option of turning to the Creator the most relevant compared to everything we've done thus far. If to this date all the options were relevant and the most illogical thing was to turn to the Creator, then the despair brings you to a point where the most logical thing is to turn to the Creator. That's the only thing you have left to do.
We have to, above the despair, except number 26, Rabash, anything that the merciful one does, he does for the best. When a person comes to a state where he is truly lost, when he does not see how he can exist in the world or that he has anything to hold on to, and he has exhausted all the tactics and ideas and sees that after all the labor and exertions, everything is lost, he must brace himself and say, everything that the merciful one does is for the best. In other words, the Creator brought upon him all those states of being lost, and they are for the best. That is, through them, he has come to a state where he is at the lowest degree, and by this he will be able to rise up. As it is written, the Lord is high and the low will see. Again, when a person comes to a state where he is truly lost, when he does not see how he can exist in the world or that he has anything to hold on to, and he has exhausted all the tactics and ideas and sees that after all the labor and exertions, everything is lost, he must brace himself and say, everything that the merciful one does is for the best. In other words, the Creator brought upon him all those states of being lost, and they are for the best. That is, through them, he has come to a state where he is at the lowest degree, and by this he will be able to rise up. As it is written, the Lord is high and the low will see.
So, once again, we're back at the same question. What is so good in a state where everything is lost, the state of descent, when a person feels helplessness, that from that specific state you have an ascent, actual advancement, practical advancement, not just in feeling, advancement in the work of the Creator? Just like we asked in the beginning of the lesson, please.
We reach that state after we ask many, many times and we want and we see that our request is incorrect. And then even if you're in the lowest state and you're asking again, now certainly it won't be for yourself because you're already despaired from it being for yourself. And this is the opening that the request can start being not for the person himself. And the entire preparation, the entire work before that is to come and ask, but not for yourself.
Baal HaSulam says it's a matter of psychological perception. It's possible that in order to reach such a deep psychological change in man's internality, he needs to come to a state where he has no recourse, no way out. And then he changes. It's a change in his perception, in his thought. He becomes someone else.
What is so good about that state? It depends good for whom. It's not good for the world to receive at all. This is a terrible state. But towards the goal, this is a great opportunity because now, finally, you can free yourself and to see that the Creator is working in everything. The Creator is working in everything anyway, but pride hides it from you. I am there and I cover it. And specifically in such state of despair, you can make room and just look how this one force is operating in everything.
What's good about this state is that we can turn to the Creator and we learn that the prayer is everything. We need to ask. And specifically from the state of despair, we can ask. There's no other state.
There's something limited here. This whole way in which I think is out of my own egoistic desire, which is truly limited. And then you read to have a different attitude. And this is what happens when we're here in the 10. We have to pray for the Creator to give us the strength to be integrated with the friends and to feel truly as one man with one heart so that He will help us change.
What's so good about tangible advancement in the work of the Creator? That's why we gathered here, in order to know that even the state of descent or ascent, we wanted to come to the good, yeah, but here we have states where we can come out of ourselves. A descent in what? In our attitude towards the will to receive, in order to receive. An ascent in what? In the quality of bestowal, the will to bestow. It's this will to bestow is born forcefully.
The difference is not, okay, I tried, now I can turn to you, there's no way, other way I can turn to you, I tried, and I saw it doesn't work out, and now I see that I can truly turn to you. Now it's a true appeal, because everything else doesn't work. It's incorrect. We can't come to you with a true request.
Yesterday we mentioned the thief that turns to the Creator from his hideout, and he also gets an answer. So certainly in our work, if we are in a state of helplessness and total despair, surely we receive an answer. And the answer is not always according to what we see, but to that place we'll always receive an answer.
When he doesn't lie to himself anymore. Except number 25, Rabash, what is a cup of blessing must be full in the work? A person needs great mercy in order not to escape the campaign. Although he uses the counsels that our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice, but a person says that he has already used this advice several times to no avail. He also says that he has already used the advice, he who comes to purify is aided, and it is as though all the counsels are not for him. Thus, he does not know what to do. This is the worst state for a person, meaning he wants to escape from these states, but has nowhere to run. At that time, he suffers torments at being between despair and confidence. But then a person says, where will I turn? At that time, the only advice is prayer. Yet, this prayer is also without any guarantee. So it follows that then he must pray to believe that the Creator does hear a prayer. And everything that one feels in these states is to his benefit. But this can be only above reason. Meaning, although the mind tells him, after all the calculations, you see that nothing can help you, he should believe this, too, above reason, that the Creator can deliver him from the will to receive for himself, in return for which he will receive the desire to bestow. Again, a person needs great mercy in order not to escape the campaign. Although he uses the counsels that our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice, but the person says that he has already used this advice several times to no avail. He also says that he has already used the advice, he who comes to purify is aided. And it is as though all the counsels are not for him. Thus, he does not know what to do. This is the worst state for a person. Meaning, he wants to escape from these states, but has nowhere to run. At that time, he suffers torments at being between despair and confidence. But then a person says, where will I run to? At that time, the only advice is prayer. Yet, this prayer is also without any guarantee. So it follows that then he must pray to believe that the Creator does hear a prayer. And everything that one feels in these states is to his benefit. But this can be only above reason. Meaning, although the mind tells him, after all the calculations you see that nothing can help you, he should believe this, too, above reason, that the Creator can deliver him from the will to receive for himself, in return for which he will receive the desire to bestow. Again, except number 25. A person needs great mercy in order not to escape the campaign. Although he uses the counsels that our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice, but a person says that he has already used this advice several times to no avail. He also says that he has already used the advice, he who comes to purify is aided. And it is as though all the counsels are not for him. Thus, he does not know what to do. This is the worst state for a person. Meaning, he wants to escape from these states, but has nowhere to run. At that time, he suffers torments at being between despair and confidence. But then a person says, where will I turn? At that time, the only advice is prayer. Yet, this prayer is also without any guarantee. So it follows that then he must pray to believe that the Creator does hear a prayer. And everything that one feels in these states is to his benefit. But this can be only above reason. Meaning, although the mind tells him, after all the calculations you see that nothing can help you, he should believe this, too, above reason, that the Creator can deliver him from the will to receive for himself, in return for which he will receive the desire to bestow.
קטע מספר 24.
Except number 24, Rabash, what is eating their fruits in this world and keeping the principle for the next world in the work? It's Rabash. In the work, when one sees that it is hard to get what he wants, he escapes from the work. He says, I believe that there are people who have been rewarded and to whom the Creator gave the desire to bestow. But this was because they were more gifted than I am. But a person like me, with worse qualities than others, has no chance of meriting this. Hence, he escapes the campaign and begins to work like the general public. Only those who say that they want to escape from the work but have nowhere else to go, since nothing satisfies them, those people do not walk out from the work. Although they have ups and downs, they do not give up. This is as it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried, and their cry went up to God from the work. In other words, they cried out from the work because they were not advancing in the work of the Creator, so they could work in order to bestow contentment upon their maker. At that time, they were rewarded with the exodus from Egypt. In the work, this is called emerging the control of the will to receive and entry into the work of bestowal.
איך אנחנו יכולים בעשייה,
how can we help one another in the ten to come as quickly as possible to the point of general despair?
איך אנחנו עוזים זה לזה בעשייה?
Can we help one another in the ten reach the general despair? And they sighed. Please.
By supporting when everyone in the ten will not despair in the middle of the work, rather he will reach the true despair.
Only with this inclination towards finding the special connection that we need between us, and discover that we're unfit for it as a ten.
I think there's nothing more to add. I think that we're on the right path. We have plenty of despair, thank God, and it keeps growing every minute, everything we're going through. I don't even know what we can add. We can really feel that every day you can go through the day without the help of the friends.
Thank God. Yeah, you hear all the despairs from the friends, all the efforts they're making. You see how much exertion in everything they do during the day. They are not afraid of anything. They charge forward on top of all the states. Well, they only need to be in the prayers that the Creator will give the strength to one another to be adhered to the Creator. to believe above reason that he is doing everything, ascribing everything to him, and continue. I don't know how long it's going to take, but we continue.
In the previous quote, he wrote that there is not even confidence in the Creator himself, and also our prayer to the Creator should be above reason. I think this is the crucial point about despair, that this feeling where even the Creator is not helping and you don't even know how to turn to Him, but there's nowhere to run to. There's nowhere to run to. We have to do this together above reason. Does it make sense? No. Will we succeed? Definitely not. But we do this together.
The direction of the action should be that we do everything we can in order to reach connection between us and by asking for the help of the Creator. By that we give example to one another, the strength, the push, so that these would be our efforts. And from there, when we come to this inability, we'll come to the demand that He will give us this strength.
Because we have nothing to give each other except for the confidence in the righteousness of the path, realizing all the rules of society, the place where we do not escape, and we keep making efforts in this connection, and the Creator takes care of all the rest. As much as we adhere ourselves to this basics of Rabash, reaching this state of despair, as Mushi said, everything accumulates, this is already an exertion.
If I recall correctly, then in the excerpt we read before, we read that he has nowhere to run to. That's the thing that brings him to later to prayer. So to generate in the tent such a state where everyone would feel he has nowhere to run to, especially in thoughts and in attitudes, there's nowhere to run to. We must realize it, implement it, then maybe we'll create a faster prayer.
And not to complete everything from anything from the outside for the tent. Whatever we do in the tent, this is what counts. And we shouldn't give excuses that we did something else or this covers that.
צריכים להזכיר כל הזמן אחד לשני.
We have to remind one another to turn to the Creator, not to be despaired of that. In every plea to ask to bestow, to come out of the will to receive, to rise above it.
The fact that the ten is constantly working on connection, the importance of the goal, excerpt number 15 from A Matter of Prayer, Rabash. Excerpt number 15. Before one knows that he is incapable of obtaining himself the vessels of bestowal, he does not ask the Creator to give them to him. It follows that he does not have a real desire for the Creator to answer his prayer. For this reason, one must work to obtain the vessels of bestowal by himself. And after all the work that he has put into it, without obtaining it, begins the real prayer from the bottom of the heart. At that time, he can receive help from above. As our sages said, he who comes to you purify is aided. But since this prayer is against nature, since man was created with a desire to receive, which is self-love, how can he pray to the Creator to give him the force of bestowal while all the organs oppose this desire? This is why this work is called prayer, meaning he must make great efforts to be able to pray to the Creator to give him the force of bestowal and annul man's force of reception.
Let's make an exercise. You all hear? Let's ask the Creator for vessels of reception. As big as possible, so we would want to receive everything, we want to gain and profit and succeed. But let's ask the Creator for vessels of reception. Let's go. How do we do it? Even that you can't do.
Well, first of all, we deserve it. And this is why he must give it to us. And why shouldn't we enjoy this path a little bit? We have invested here so much. And we deserve.
I see such joy everyone has. Oh, the warmth and awakening. Go on. Let's see.
The force to rule everything. We need to have this keyboard here, and I push a button, and it ties out of here. I control everything. What? The Creator is in control? He's good. So why not?
In truth, I didn't quite understand what to ask if it already exists. So how can you ask for something that you already have, that already is? Naturally, always asking for the fulfillment of the desires. Maybe the meaning was to have even more of that. I don't know. If this is an exercise, I would ask for control. Yeah, control is good. And knowledge. Knowledge, I am also lacking. I have a desire for knowledge. And I want more.
To be rude, to be insolent. That is the only thing I feel that I want is to have joy in this path. Real joy. It doesn't matter what you do. We just need to have joy because we truly deserve. We give everything we have here and we want to be rewarded for it. We want to.
I would ask, first of all, from everything I'm enjoying right now, to turn on the volume. Every bite I make, I get more taste, more joy, hear more, see more. You know, whatever exists, first of all, just increase and prolong so it doesn't disappear too quickly. Second thing is to feel more and more things, more newer pleasures. That would be a developing story, another experience, another excitement.
I hear you and I tell myself, what little desires do you have? I want to be like the Creator, very simple. Let me be like you. Deal's over.
Yeah, but it has to be accompanied with pleasure, because that's the fuel. And I wouldn't do anything unless I had a pleasure or some reward, small or big desires, doesn't matter. I want to enjoy everything I'm doing. I want to feel the control in everything, my importance, that would seal everything. I want to... I know, the center of the world. Not the Creator, but the Creator would serve me. The Creator can remain in his place, but I'll say, do, and he will do. That I will enjoy each and every morsel.
I still want to enjoy the path. Nothing else really appealing to me. Nothing on the outside. But especially here, identify with what Yossi said. Everything should be fun. What? Can't we wake up at 2 a.m. and feel great about it? Why should we suffer? Why? Can't we have a workshop with fun? I'm sitting here with my friends. Why shouldn't I enjoy it?
Exercise is getting complicated. It's not fun anymore. I think, bottom line, what we want is only pleasure, good and pleasant. Everything that's opposite that is problematic. Problem is we're suffering most of the time. I don't know. Great vessels of receptions, maybe to be above that. I don't know. Rav, how can we imagine big, powerful vessels of reception, truly infinite? How can we imagine them like that?
Once I was eating at a restaurant. It's a corporal example, but I had such a feeling that I don't want it to end. It was so good, and I know that I'm going to be saturated soon, and it soon will be over. But all of a sudden, I had a prayer, and I was asking for it, and I told myself, if it could be last longer and longer and longer, so it shouldn't stop. It should constantly be increased.
I thought how to enjoy the workshop. I don't know how you can enjoy something that happens daily. I don't feel something you can do daily and still receive pleasure from it. But I think that the biggest vessels of reception is to enjoy from bestowal, because in truth there are many ways to bestow. And if it was pleasure for myself, I think that's the most accessible.
What was the question again?
Questions? Almost hours over. No questions. Good. Okay, if there are no questions, Niv, what's up?
So how do you attain this infinite vessels of reception? Bestow.
Oh, you pray. The Creator is infinite. I mean, is omnipotent.
For ourselves?
Well, whatever you want. Ask.
Kabbalists warn us not to pray for oneself.
Doesn't matter. Let's say you pray. As long as you're connected with the Creator and you ask of Him whatever you want. Vessels of reception, vessels of reception. This way you're entirely... You're entirely in bestowal.
What does it mean to ask the Creator? We say that it is enough if a person has a deficiency. That, too, is a prayer.
No, it's not enough. It has to be aimed at the upper force if you want to awaken Him to do something, to add something to you. That's not enough.
But as long as the Creator is in concealment, what does it mean to turn to the upper force?
Through the environment, through the group, turning to Him to appear, if you want. I don't know. You have, before you activate yourself from your will to receive. Go ahead.
But why specifically to the upper force? What does it mean?
Oh, suddenly it's difficult. You have an opportunity to turn to the Creator, ask for big vessels of reception, and receive anything you want in them. So?
I'm asking, what does it mean to turn to Him? Turn to what force?
Upper force. Omnipotent. In His hands are your vessels of reception, vessels of bestowal, everything that's yours is in His hands. You will have nothing except for what you're asking for. You see? You're also helpless there.
Vessels of reception, vessels of bestowal. How is it all related to the connection in the ten? I can ask myself this and that, but what does the connection in the ten do?
The connection in the ten provides you connection with the Creator. Where even if you are all criminals and asking for something bad, through the connection in the ten, you turn to the Creator.
If everyone here is sitting and asking for whatever is asking for, and we're all criminals, why is it considered a ten? When does it become a ten?
Because you're not connected.
So what is that thing?
That's a problem. Maybe connect a gang or something, such a group. So you would learn what it means to be connected.
When we're thinking about what you're saying, let's say to get hooked to a gang, we come and we see that we share this effort and we know that we will receive some of the loot. But here we come to, and we can all say that we're a part of Bnei Baruch and I'm part of this goal.
No, you're not together. You're not together. Just like in a gang. In a gang, they know. We go, we depend on one another 100%. The way I think about the friend is thinking about me. Specifically, in caring for one another, that's how we are a force. If not for that, we're not a force, we're a negative force.
So we don't take care of each other, although we understand it. What does it mean that we don't take care of each other?
You don't think that you depend on one another. Gang members, no, they're certain they depend on one another. It's simply a chain. For something to pass from one to another, everyone has to be connected to the same goal, the same conditions they have. And here, we don't have such a connection. Here, each one seemingly wants to connect by himself.
So I come to connect in what I know naturally, to connect to the Creator. And what is the next action I should do?
And by that, you disconnect yourself from the Creator.
This is what we come with first. This is our nature. How do I change my attitude? What should I depict to myself now?
That you can gain by connecting to the Creator, meaning only on the condition that you're connected together. It's not the only condition you will later see, but this is the first condition. That's why a gang that is connected can ask from the Creator, and you cannot. You don't reach Him. Remember, there are seven virtues you have to learn from a thief, right? Okay. So we'll try today to pray for what? Do what? Niv, you want it, right? Oh, no, you're not. Lebovich, you want to say?
No.
On what? No. Okay. The important thing is the connection between us. Even like criminals. Because Who knows what we're asking for? But if we're asking for it together, that's already sanctity. It's closeness to the Creator, according to the vessels. Not the intention, but according to the vessels. Okay. We're going to... What do you want? No, we don't have too much selection. Questions? Asia.
Regarding the sentence you said before, are we supposed to ask as many clear of reception as possible only in order to help the friends to reach the goal, because we are all connected to one goal, which is to bring contentment to the Creator, to help the friends to reach the quality of bestowal, so that I need the vessel of reception. Otherwise, I will have nothing to help the friends with. Is that the right demand?
Why did I start with that? Asking the Creator for vessels of reception, not vessels of bestowal. The main thing for us is to be connected. That means from the love of the created being to the love of the Creator. Even love for the created beings, I need the Creator, then I pull him in, so he will help me to connect between us. That's it. So that he will help me connect between us. Then, when we already attain some connection between us, when we have some spiritual vessel, some spiritual structure, then in that we can already talk about the love of the Creator. Therefore, even in order to receive, if we're connected, that is already something. This is an achievement. We're drawn to each other. We depend on each other. We are responsible for each other. This is already proximity, nearness, dependency. Is that clear? Okay. Yes, Akoka. Akoka. A prayer, is it a condition for our connection? Meaning our connection is only through prayer? Rav, our connection
is through the prayer and the prayer through connection.
Can we connect without the prayer?
How? Who will connect you? No. Meaning, recognizing the necessity for connection brings you to a prayer.
A gang of criminals, the connection between them is also a result of a prayer?
Yeah, but the prayer is instinctive. They wish to profit, to succeed more. Their gains are ahead of them. Recognition of the necessity for connection is ahead of them, and then they connect. But again, if the goal, the reward falls off, the connection also falls.
The reason I'm asking is, I noticed in the last couple of days that we were working on trying to summarize one prayer within the 10. So I saw that I'm more independent on them during the day. Like before, we had said this one prayer.
Excellent. What do you mean one prayer?
We decided that we're praying for a specific thing. Let's say yesterday we decided that we're praying, give us the quality of bestowal, give us the ability to bestow. So we decided and we have invested all of our efforts throughout the day in that. So I'm saying is that when we didn't have such a decision of one common prayer, then I couldn't identify that I was dependent on them during the day. So the prayer is the foundation of our connection?
Yes, of course. The Creator is the foundation, ultimately. He is the point that connects us, the force that stabilizes us, that brings us an understanding of the connection. His name is one.
What does it mean that the Creator is the foundation of connection?
Because we connect in Him.
What does it mean in Him?
In this one concept that from which we came, seemingly moved apart from one another as we moved away from Him, and to the extent we connect, we return to Him. Connect between us together, or to connect with the Creator, is one and the same. There is no other connection. The concept one, the concept connection, is Him, one force.
Can we ask the Creator for vessels of reception? Does He react to such a request?
Ask for whatever you want. The important thing is to turn. If everyone is turning to Him and together, that always works. Even if you ask for vessels of reception. Not that He will give you vessels of reception, but He will take care of you in a very beneficial way.
Do we have to expect a response for our prayers?
Of course. Yeah, what? Just to cry into the air.
And what is a good response for a prayer?
When we turn to the Creator, we receive from the Creator a common reaction, response. What kind? Doesn't matter. That's the main thing. We together to Him, and He is together to us. So He brings us to despair, state of helplessness, I don't know what, but together. That's a sign that we are working well with Him. And how much, you know, how pleasant or unpleasant it is, understood or misunderstood, it's secondary.
Why doesn't the Creator give us, let us feel that we depend on each other?
Because that's a force of the shattering. You need to correct that specifically. If you could feel the dependency on one another as if you are one, you'd have nothing to correct. How would you come to know wholeness, this concept of one, which is the Creator? You need to get to know Him, and to know Him you can do only from a thing and its opposite, as the light excels from darkness. That's why He broke everything, and you're unable to think of one another, unable to come close to one another, no way to connect and to become dependent on one another. All of that is for you to come to know the meaning of one. The concept of one, where He talks about all of reality, which is in total one. We attain it from the shattering of the system. Then we come close to one another. We begin to build like from blocks, a little construction together. But it's only with respect to us, out of our state of seeming shattering. But what we attain the concept of one. Hence, why didn't He give us this concept from the outset? Then we would know nothing.
But now, the more we work, we have to feel that we really depend on each other in obtaining this goal.
And out of this dependency, when you that you wish to attain, you first of all attain just how much you are not part of this concept of one.
This is exactly how it is.
That has to be like this. Why is it not good?
And how do we come out of that state? Because we say that we have to feel that we're all interdependent, because otherwise...
How will you feel dependency if you won't feel yourself separate, disconnected?
We feel that we are disconnected.
No, you don't feel it. You're not thinking about it, you're not caring about it. Doesn't mean that you attain it. This is one corresponds to the other.
No.
Can I ask several questions about yesterday's work?
No.
What to do when you feel that the connection and prayer with the friends is more important than the Creator?
That's how it should be.
This is how it should be?
Yeah, from love of the creatures to love of the Creator. For me now is love of the creatures, love of men. According to my ego, of course, love of the Creator. But according to the states that I'm going through and I have to work on, it's love of men.
So if I feel this way, this is the right direction. It doesn't mean that you're lost.
It's possible. The important thing is to move forward.
Can you explain why you did this exercise of asking for vessels of receptions? We have different opinions in the 10 here. Why did you tell us to ask for vessels of reception?
Well, I can't.
We weren't asked to do that before, and yeah, I think it is forbidden to do so if you don't have a masach.
I'll pay for it.
Should we do this exercise even if you don't tell us to? Is it something useful? Why should we do it?
It's useful for a person to see what is he asking for, in truth. But to be conscious of what he's asking for. You're constantly asking for, you know, to receive vessels of reception all the time. So why do you think it's so unnatural?
Because it's always there, so I have to work on the other side.
So I showed you what you are in truth. And even that you're unable to do properly. Connect together and ask. You'll feel lack of connection towards anything. Okay? No, it's enough for you.
Ken?
Can you explain where do we receive, how do we help each other in the tent to reach general despair? We always learn that we have to...
We receive it from the Creator. Where do we receive help to be together?
But we always worked in such a way that we have to help each other to reach the importance of the goal.
Oh, so and?
And now it's against it.
I didn't get it.
Why do we have to? In the 10, why should we help each other reach despair?
Who said we have to reach despair?
This is what you asked us for 50 minutes.
We spoke about the state, not that we need to yearn for that state. Specifically, in reaching despair, we have to try to yearn to reach the goal, the understanding, the adhesion, bestowal, all those exalted things, and then we fall to despair.
But you don't have to worry about it.
We're reaching despair?
To help the friends reach despair.
I never said it.
I read it from the questions in the workshop. How can we help in the 10 reach a general despair? It's not just one question. We had many such questions during the workshops.
Why? Of course, it's written, there is no happier state in the man's world than when he is despaired of his own strength.
Yeah, but this is a result of our work that we want everyone to have the strength, the importance of the goal, the importance of bestowal, and the result of it is that everyone reaches a state where he feels despair from his own forces.
How can he have strength and everything and he comes to despair?
Because this is the result that he doesn't reach a state of bestowal. In order to bestow, everyone has the strength. This is why he's in the lesson. But there is no such result where we receive in order to bestow.
Okay, I'm asking, I'm sorry I asked. Please forgive me. If we can't explain it, then let it be so. I understood that we don't have a common language, you and I. Who are you asking about? Moscow?
We have two questions. In excerpt number 25, Rabash writes that a person should believe above reason that the Creator will help him when he is in a total despair. What does it mean?
To be certain that help can come and will come only from the Creator. It comes and always comes always, even if a person doesn't ask precisely or is asking for it. And this help comes in various forms. Most of the reactions or response of the Creator to us, we cannot identify. We don't understand because they happen on a different level, a different frequency. So that's why we advance. With that understanding, we're advancing. With each passing day, we're making huge steps forward, but we are not aware of it. We can't feel it, because our thoughts are not his thoughts. That's the problem. That's what I'm saying. If you want to be connected to the Creator, then try to compose this common plea, common demand. Turn to Him together, and then in the common response from Him, you'll begin to feel your mutual connection.
Another question. Also during the preparation and also now, you suggested to someone to express his prayer before everyone else, but many conditions should be kept in order for such a prayer to be formed. So how can one person direct everyone? How does it bring us to a prayer, or should there be a special preparation first?
I'm happy that you criticize me, but tell me, if that's the case, how will I push you towards establishing the common prayer? Give me an idea. Make a recommendation. How can I push the entire world group to a common prayer? Which the Creator surely receives and responds to, and we begin to enter into a mutual discussion with Him, a dialogue. What can I do? On the one hand, seemingly a person should not open the recesses of his heart, because there's a grasp to the externals, and each one of us, none of us is clean and pure on the one hand. On the other hand, we're in such a state of smallness, so many limitations, that doesn't really have anything to be afraid of. To great Kabbalists, yes. I remember Rabash. He would talk with such people. I asked him later, who is he? What is he? He said, I don't know. I didn't open myself up. He didn't open himself up. Like that. And these are people who know how to read inside a person. They penetrate into him. Anyway, we're going to what? Introduction to Panimi Otomas Birot.